Hello. Well, regardless of the cost to actually get to South Africa, I'm wondering if anyone might be interested to know that some travel funds have recently become available through this committee, through the ESA, and if you're interested, now that I have your attention, I'll get to that in just a second. But and we anticipated that there might be some loose ends during this symposium, and we wanted to allow a little time just prior to our last speaker, who will summarize and conclude the symposium, to hopefully give the audience a chance to interact with the speakers. So the one thing I do want to do, though, before we get to that, is, as I've mentioned with the travel funds, I'm going to ask Jack Peterson, who has been chair of the committee two times, to come up and just spend a few seconds sharing with you the status of these funds that he is the driving force behind through the NSF and in cooperation with the society. So I'm going to turn this over to Jack for just a sec.
Thank you, Gary. Beginning at last year's meeting, we began an effort to draft a group travel proposal which we submitted to the National Science Foundation. We've received a very favorable review, but unfortunately at this point the funds have not yet been committed. I'm in almost daily phone contact with the program officer, and it does look good, but the funds have not been committed, so I can't guarantee the existence of the funds. But we will be using electronic means. Is Richard Levine here? Okay, we're working with Richard Levine of the central office to prepare a blast email which will go out to all ESA student members informing them of the availability of travel funds. We've requested $50,000, and our intention is to support 20 plus students, and our intention is to partially subsidize the airfare portion of the expenses to go to the ICE 2008. We will be discussing this further in our business meeting, which will take place immediately after this session. The most important thing is for us to communicate to people the availability of these funds, and we will be using electronic means through ESA to do this. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
All right, I want to keep us on schedule. I don't want to keep us here past the time that the symposium ends, so I'm going to leave some time for our summarizing and concluding speaker. But I think we do have time for one question from the audience, if there might be any questions that you didn't get a chance to ask one of the speakers. And yes?
Yes, actually, it's a question for Shirley.
Okay. Okay, Shirley, can I repeat the question so we make sure we have it on the recording? She wants to know if there is a good representation at the Congress from other countries. Did I get that right?
In Africa.
And from African countries in particular. Thank you, Shirley. I guess at this time we're going to go ahead with our last speaker. So, Rob, do you want to introduce?
Go ahead,
okay. Well, I'd like to introduce our last speaker then. Mega, if you'll come up to the podium. Mega Paruli, did I pronounce it? Parjuli. Mega Parjuli is going to conclude and summarize the symposium for us.
Almost done. You've got about 5 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Before I forget, I would like to acknowledge some of the entities here for us to be able to do this timely symposium. First of all, on behalf of the organizing committee or the organizers, Rob, myself, Gary, you know, particularly Rob. Rob took all the leading tasks, and we served as his peons, and I hope we did help Rob. And again, what a beautiful program symposium he put together. And Rob, on behalf of the entire International Affairs Committee, we congratulate and thank you. And obviously, we are going to acknowledge all the fine speakers we had this morning. I'm not sure whether I'm going to really thank Phil for the talk he gave. Seriously though, Phil, I think you gave something to think about for the International Affairs Committee. As Gary pointed out, that we'll be discussing these issues at our final business meeting that follows immediately after this. And I guess what I'll be the incoming chair, and what I would propose our current chair of the committee, that during our business meeting we review briefly the presentations, those were presented here this morning, and go about the future course. And we obviously are going to take into account the talk Dr. Mulder gave this morning, and we'll keep you all posted. And also the committee, the International Affairs Committee and the Organizing Committee specifically, really would like to acknowledge thank sincerely to the program committee, ESA program committee, for selecting our program symposium, which I believe is very timely topic, especially during this transitional phase, and also acknowledge the receipt of the program enhancement fund. I guess it's promised, not yet there, but we thank whoever is involved on that, so we appreciate, and I think Jack and Gary and Rob, Rob is the one who actually put the proposal together, and Dr. Hanahan, I think she took the extraordinary effort to really showcase the theme of the ESA meeting this year, the connecting and, you know, making connection and connecting to the world, and I think that should serve as the model for our future meetings. And again, I thank the all the committee members and outside the IESC that help us to put this symposium together, and all the audience who participated to make this possible. And without going too much detail on this, I would like to close my comments here, and thank you very much. At the last point of business here, as I indicated to you, that how marvelous job Dr. Hollingsworth did as the leader of the IESC for this year, as well as to really bring this program symposium together. So come on, Rob, we have, on behalf of the committee, a little token of appreciation for you. It's pretty nifty little flag here. Robert G. Hollingsworth, USDA Air Pacific Basin Ag Research, ESA International Affairs Committee, San Diego, California, December 11, 2007. You deserve, Rob.
Thank you very much.
Good and adjourned, Chair.
Well, I want to thank you for this token, and it's very nice, actually, more than a token. And I've enjoyed being the the chair of this committee, and I realize we're in a period of transition. So that's the next item of business, is those of you who would like to attend, we're going to start our International Affairs Committee meeting here. We might move some chairs around in the front, and we've got a fair number of things to consider today, and it'll probably be about an hour long meeting at least. Thank you.